Well, welcome back to Press TV's extensive coverage of the situation in the Middle East and North Africa, with the focus this hour being on Bahrain, where the situation is deteriorating rapidly. Unfortunately, today, at least six people have been killed in Bahrain as clashes have once again taken place, this time involving helicopters from the air shooting down at the anti-government protesters as well as Saudi troops on the ground. We know that Saudi Arabia sent at least 1,000 troops and other equipment across the bridge to Bahrain yesterday, actually exacerbating the situation and becoming a very critical what is going on in Bahrain. I'm going to switch over to Manama, where journalist Naziha Saeed is on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell me, what's the latest that you have on the ground there right now?
Yeah, the clashes started this morning between people of Sitra and Buri, Tubli, some of the villages in Bahrain, with armed people, but they are not wearing the police uniform or the army uniform, but they are an armed people, which is obviously sent by the regime or by the Ministry of Interior. I don't know. So the clashes started since morning. Till now, there is two deaths confirmed. One between the protesters and one between the police or the other part of. But the Ministry of Interior announced that there is a policeman killed from their forces.
Okay. We also had that six people have been killed. One of them also a Saudi individual. Let's talk about the how the situation has deteriorated today.
After the march, martial law was announced by the king. Actually, the protest just they continue clashing with these armed people. That nothing changed. And the opposition is now saying that the situation is getting so critical and so it's not going anywhere. And if the government is asking for a dialogue or the Crown Prince is asking for a dialogue, then this is not a situation to start a dialogue, and this is not an environment to lead to a dialogue. They are destroying the environment to the dialogue between the oppositions and the government or the regime in Bahrain.
Okay, now we have reports of security forces going into several villages and attacking the population. What can you tell us about that?
This is all eyewitnesses, but I haven't been in any of these villages where the clashes were. All what we heard is that there is an armed people not wearing the uniform of the police or the army are shooting. Yes, there is live bullets, there is shin guards bullet and rubber bullets. All kinds of guns are used, but we can't say which forces are these.
Okay, and tell me about the details, if you have any, about the martial law. Is it throughout the city, or exactly where is it, and what does it entail?
It is on all Bahrain, not a specific area. And so far, what we know from this law is that the army or the head of the army is taking over Bahrain. He's the one who is in charge now of what's going on. Just to make sure that the security and the peace is back to the villages and to the areas, to all the areas in Bahrain. So there is no civil law right now. It's a military war law or something. They're gonna use forces, police forces or security forces to have, as they said, clear and peaceful situation or environment in the villages and the cities?
We're just getting reports in that a hospital is under attack right now. Have you heard anything?
We heard that the Sitra Hospital is under attack, where the clashes is going on already.
Well, we have Salmaniyeh now also coming across the wires or from our contacts that in the Salmaniyeh Hospital is basically under siege and is being attacked. Do you have any information on that hospital?
I just left Salmaniyeh. There is no
attack. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Nazia Saeed, journalist in Manama.